This is a story of how I died. Not really, but who doesn't love a good Tangle reference out every now and then? And to be fair, at one point I thought I was going to. Anyway, I'll start the story. We all have that friend who manages to talk us into something we don't want to do. If anyone else asked us to do it, you would say no and have no qualms about it. But when they ask, even if you say no first, you know eventually you're going to end up doing this thing. This ungodly persuasive person in my life, name is Josh. So a little background on myself. I'm not fond of ice skating. It's cold, and the ice is hard, and the blades are sharp, and it's cold. I don't possess the balance required to glide on a thin sliver of metal on a surface that is known for its ability to put people on the ground against their will. A little background on my friend Josh. He's from Australia. He lived here most of his life, but when high school came around, his mother decided that they were moving back. He comes back to catch up with everyone every few years, and over the break, he was here. Josh loves ice skating. The last time I went ice skating was in eighth grade. It was a miserable experience between the falling and the sheer embarrassment of the whole ordeal. I never wanted to step foot in another rink again. But my self-inflicted exile wasn't to last. I've been talked into going by the same person who made me go all those years ago, Josh. As I laced up my skates, I thought that I should really reevaluate my decision-making paradigm. I made my way onto the ice. "Careful, the ice can smell fear," was the only words of encouragement given to me, followed by a look. "Why would you say that?" 2 hours of uncoordinated limb sprawling and frozen fingers later, I finally managed to make it to the center of the ice. I guess it wasn't that bad, after all. But most importantly to me, and I doubt that Josh will ever know this, the best part of that night was finding out that 4 years in ocean and a country away, our friendship was still the same. It was like he never left. We picked up where we left off with the teasing and the pushing and the making fun of each other. And that was the best part of that night.